You ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. You ask the right questions, you get the right answers. Now, what you and I need to do is spend enough time in the Word to find out what the right questions are.
Are you tired of the way things are going in your life? Do you need some questions answered? Well, join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn how to start by asking the right questions.
Open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, Adam didn't hear that. God had created his body out of dirt. And this body at that moment looked just exactly like God, but it had no life in it. And the Bible said God breathed the breath of life into him, and the man became a living soul, is what the English Bible said. The Hebrew commentary, the Chumash, records this commentary by the Jewish scholars, particularly the older Jewish rabbis, and their commentary is this: and man became a living, speaking spirit like God. Man became a living, speaking spirit like God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now then, the next thing that he said, Adam heard. And God blessed them, and God said, God said, God blessed them, saying. Now, we got something going here. Every time he said something, something comes into existence. Every time he said something, something's been released. Every time he said something, there's something that has come from the realm of glory into the realm of the here and now. The realm of God's glory and this earthly realm, at that moment, were one and the same. Hallelujah. And so, God said it and it was. God said it and it was. God blessed them, saying, now this is the first thing that the human ear of a man ever heard. This is the first thing God ever said to a living man. So how important is that? Huh? Woo! I mean, this is the perfect will of God for all men for all time. Had Adam not blown it off, this would have been the whole Bible. There's enough power in what he is about to say to this man to be more than every human being ever born of a woman on the earth alive all at the same time could ever see any way to use. So much so, they would have to take it to planets in this universe. Would like to spend more time on that, but that's a different set of tapes. Anyway, now God said, he blessed them and said, be. Same word? Same word, right? Fruitful. Be. Multiply. Fill up the earth with what? My glory, my word, myself. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, who said that? Well, yeah, I know God said that. But God is Word. God is love. God is light. God is life. God is spirit. God is forever. So, how was he to have dominion? How was he to rule? How was he to have dominion over the fish of the sea? In love and compassion and light and with his word. And he should have been speaking like God, loving like God, being light like God. Amen. Full of life forever. Hallelujah. Now then, let's call that the blessing. Say it. The blessing. Well, now we know what happened. He got into a mess with Satan and something happened here. That cut that blessing off. And what I want to talk to you about tonight. You ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. You ask the right questions, you get the right answers. Now, what you and I need to do is spend enough time in the Word to find out what the right questions are. And the answers are readily available. Even in areas that the Word doesn't tell us exactly about this situation, it tells us what to do in this situation. And you can find out from God what the key issues of this situation is and are. And you can not only come out of it, you can subdue it and have dominion over it and be God over the whole thing. Amen. Just like Adam should have been Lord, you should be Lord under your Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Say amen if you can. Now then, I don't care where you are to make any difference. Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, you don't understand. I'm in prison. Well, yeah, I understand. Well, that won't work in prison. Don't tell me that. I've been in this ministry for 40 years. You come too late. I've already seen it work. I've already watched it work. Praise God. That blessing don't care where you are. What was the purpose of the blessing? See, that Garden of Eden, we have the geographical boundaries of that garden in this book. It was not the whole earth. It was the general vicinity of what is now Iraq. And so, that's one of the reasons there's so much fuss going on in that part of the world right there. God wants his garden back. And I think he ought to have it back. Amen. And the devil's trying to keep him from getting it back. But I got news for that turkey. I tell you right. Forgive me, turkeys, for saying that about you. No. That's a bad word for turkeys. I got news for that defeated foe. He ought to read the back of the book. We win. Praise God. Now then, you find in the book, Joseph operated in the blessing in prison, in one of the worst prisons ever in the history of human beings, and by far the worst prison of that day. It was the political prison of the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he was thrown in there. Now, the blessing worked in there, and the job of that blessing was to, when God released it, his intention was to empower this man and every member of his family thereafter, that this blessing would work in them and through them, and it would expand and expand and expand that garden. It is the same power that created the garden and expanded and expanded and expanded the Garden of Eden wherever it is released until it covered the entire earth, and the earth would become the garden spot of the universe. The blessing hasn't changed because God hasn't changed. It works that way today. That's the reason if you're born again, the Bible said Jesus Christ was made a curse for us so that the blessing that was covenanted between God and Abraham, God immediately began working to get that blessing back where it belonged. Get it back on mankind. Right under the devil's nose, and he couldn't stop it. So, he came down to this place. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might be heirs of the promise. What was the promise? God promised Abraham, and then he promised Isaac. He said, I will perform the oath that I swore to your father Abraham. Amen. Now, let's come down to this in these last few minutes. That blessing is in your life if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know Jesus and your Savior, that blessing is standing there waiting on you. Oh yeah, it worked today just like it would ever. If you learn how to walk in it. Now you need to know how to ask the right questions. What is my first question? Well, Adam asked a question. He tried to answer it himself. What did this? She did. Where'd she come from? You did this. Wrong. He never did ask the right question. His question should have been, how did I bring this on us? How did I get into this? God is not your problem. He's your blessing. He never changes. I was preaching in a church in Stig, Louisiana one time. And I noticed the day I got there, there was a little small tightness just inside my thigh here. And I just kind of shook it off and paying attention to it. And it kept getting worse and worse. By the end of the first week, it hurt me so bad that a couple of times when I walked off of the platform, I'd get out on the platform, the anointing would come on me, and wouldn't be any pain there. And I'd walk off the platform a couple of times, I hollered out loud before I could catch it. There was so much pain. By the end of the second week, I could hardly walk. I couldn't walk well until I got on the platform. I am not about to say, I can't preach tonight. I'm hurting too bad. Nah, God, I'm going to preach if I have to. That's what I do. I preach the word. That's what I'm called to do. I don't understand how come you let this happen to me. Don't you understand? I'm preaching when I'm hurting. I'm doing my part. Why don't you do your part? Now, I ain't got but a few minutes left. Bull! You understand? That's what that is. Pure bull. Religious bull. God didn't do that to you. He authorized you. He armed you. He caused you to be born again. He received you into the family. The blessing of Abraham has come on you. And the Bible said the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. The blessing will work right there in the penitentiary. The blessing will work right there in the hospital. The blessing will work right in the middle of your sorry marriage. The blessing will work right there in the hospital. It'll work anywhere, everywhere. It is God Almighty in manifestation. He has given you His word, and He's authorized you to use His name. Given you authority over every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this realm, and every wicked spirit in heavenly places. And He said, you go into all the world and you pull them down. You put on my helmet, you put on my breastplate, you put on my armor, and you wear my shoes, and you use the shield of faith. Why'd you let that happen to me? Wrong question. What did I do that opened the door to this shield? What? How can I say this in just 3 or 4 minutes here? Listen to me carefully. What is the right question? Oh, really? James chapter 1 says, anytime any man comes into a test, a temptation, or a trial, don't count it tragedy, count it joy. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Let him ask of God for his wisdom, and he will give his wisdom to all men liberally and upbraideth, or he does not find fault. Your fault that opened the door and caused the devil to have entrance into your area of blessing and authority, that fault will not keep God from giving you his wisdom. You ask the right questions and you get the right answers. Amen. I'm in that church and I'm really hurting, brother. And I was at my last service. I've been there for 3 weeks, man. And this thing, my leg had gotten so big, turned down between my knee and my thigh, that I could hardly get my slacks over. And by that last night, it had gotten into the calf of my leg, and it was just bad. I'd get out on that platform and stand real still and preach. Get off of the platform, and somebody had to help me. And I laid down across the bed, and I said, now, Lord, you can't miss it. Your word can't miss it. I have missed it. What have I done? He laid it out to me step by step by step. I took it step by step by step and corrected it, and I repented, and I said, Jesus, you are faithful and you are just to forgive me my sin when I confess it. That anything that is a sin is anything that, according to the word, that will put the law of sin and death into operation. The thing that puts the law of sin and death into operation is when you violate your covenant agreement with God. There's a lot of things people have called sin that's not sin at all. But there are things that people don't think are sin that are sin. They'll stop the blessing of God from working in your life. So repent of it, bless God. Don't hang around feeling sorry for yourself. Repent of it. Quit feeling guilty about it. Repent! And receive your forgiveness. Receive your cleansing forever. I got home. My mother sat down over there by the bed. I just fell on the bed and went to sleep by faith. This hurting. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I raised straight up in the bed. I said, glory be to God, I'm healed. Mama said, that's it, I'm going to bed. And it was gone. Now, Isaiah 43:25-26 says, I, even I, am he who blotteth out your transgressions for my sake, and I remember your iniquities no more. Put me in remembrance, therefore, declare thou that you may be justified. I said, Lord, I know you said that's for your sake, and I know you did it for my sake. I don't understand why you said you did that for your sake. He said, do you like to remember bad things about your children? I said, no, sir. He said, well, I don't either. And if you will confess that sin before me, Kenneth, he said, that's not when I found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. He said, now you believe that I'm just and you believe that I'm righteous, according to 1 John, the first chapter, and that I've not only for righteous to forgive, but I'm righteous to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now you believe that, and the moment you say it with your mouth, the moment you receive it, your body may be arguing with you, your mind may still be feeling guilty, but your body and mind don't have anything to do with it. Jesus is the high priest over your forgiveness, and he is the Lord over that sin. I said, what about the put me in remembrance thing you said there? He said, Kenneth, I have blotted out your transgressions from my memory. I will remember them no more. Now give me something you want me to remember. You declare my word. You declare you're forgiven. You declare you're cleansed. You declare you're an innocent man. Praise God. I said, whoa, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I am the blessed, hallelujah. I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean. Whoa, glory, and I'm blessed, glory to God. I have a father, I have a daddy, glory to God. And he's big, 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 big. And he's rich, 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 rich. And he's my father. And he loves me just as much as he does Jesus. You know what you're talking about. Don't you remember what you did? He doesn't. I don't. So don't bring it up to me anymore. No, no. Hallelujah. Now, the blessing is back in operation. The blessing is back in place. Can you say amen? Can you see it? Can you see it? That blessing starts working. It will begin to spread through you and through your body and drive that curse out of your body and begin to heal your flesh. And the word becomes and is made flesh, and it begins to reach out beyond you. What Satan sees is a hedge, a wall of blood, and he don't know what to do about it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
If you've always thought of this book as a list of rules and regulations, a compilation of thou shalt nots, Kenneth Copeland wants to change your perspective. If your Bible study hasn't brought you life-changing answers, it's time for your study to focus on the right questions. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces the Bible Study Package, a tool created for everyone ready to experience dramatic change. These two books, the New King James Version of the Bible with text notes and cross-references, and the New Testament in modern speech, are tools that will help you learn the right questions, the questions that make it possible for believers to live in the blessing Kenneth spoke of today. Put this Bible study package to work in your life. Watch your perspective change and experience the blessing that comes when you ask the right questions. To order your own Bible study package, log on to kcm.org and order online. This package includes a paperback New King James Bible, including Kenneth Copeland's valuable study notes, and a paperback Weymouth New Testament in modern speech. The price is $15, a 25% savings off the regular price. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
I preached with Jerry Savelle and Jesse Duplantis at the 6th annual Thunder Over Texas Motorcycle Rally and Car Show this year. And we satellited the services from Thunder Over Texas into 200 prisons in Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Now listen to this. There were over 1,000 documented salvations over that weekend in those prisons, not to mention the other areas that were ministered to in Granbury, Texas, and all these other places. Praise God. Now, this was a powerful thing. And I'm telling you today, God is never your problem. Check the love walk. Check your life, man. I mean, that's what the Word of God says. If you'll judge yourself, you'll not be judged with the world. Praise God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, receiving everything that our lives must have as Christian people. We receive from you forgiveness. We receive from you our cleansing from all righteousness. Jesus is our high priest and Lord, and we thank you for it. Now, those of you that have never accepted him as Lord, do it right now. I'm going to lead you in prayer. I'll tell you, the Word of God said, whosoever will. If you watch this broadcast today, you know what I'm talking about. Now, yeah, but he ain't going to forgive me. Did you just call Jesus a liar? Huh? His Word said he is faithful and he is just. Now get over that. Get that out of your life. There ain't nothing but the devil trying to con you out of everything you've got. Pray this out loud. Put a hand over your heart and pray it. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. I repent of sin. I renounce the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And in Jesus' name, I receive my salvation today. I receive being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I receive my supernatural prayer and praise language. I receive new life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You just received God's gift of eternal life. Well, that's too easy, Brother Copeland. I didn't do it. God's the one that made it easy for you, but Jesus wasn't anything easy about what he did. And everything hard he did came to pass when you prayed the prayer. If you prayed that with me today, use the information on your screen. I'll send you free and I'll pay the postage on these little books to help you get started reading your Bible, along with instructions on there how to study your Bible. It's not hard. It's wonderful. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. The Branson Victory Campaign is March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. A new location for the West Coast Believers Convention, the Long Beach Convention Center, June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
He is the Word. He is the light. He is the life. He is the love.